Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. We hear parts of a 20-minute interview with head women's basketball coach at Simpson College, Brian Nemeth, on reaching his 600th win recently.
Things have changed a lot since we started. In the beginning, I didn't have a full-time assistant coach, and we had some part-time assistant coaches that that helped me out. Some of them were former players. Ray Condon was one who went on to coach at I-35 and is the athletic director there now. But I think that we, as we built the program up and got to the point where we could hire a full-time assistant, I've had some really good full-time assistant coaches. And the problem with this level is if you have a good full-time assistant, they they're here for a short period of time, and then they go on and get a head coaching position somewhere else, and so that's what's happened with some of them. I have a very good assistant coach right now, Moran Lawning, who does a great job, and at some point she'll be a good assistant or a good head coach also. But through the years we've gone through. I tried to figure it up one day how many players that I've coached, and I couldn't really come up with the number. But it's been a lot, and I want to thank all of them for getting the program to the 600 wins. I've never scored a point, never got a rebound, but those players have been really good for this program, and I enjoyed coaching them, and I'm sure that hopefully they enjoyed their time here at Simpson also. But it's been over 30 years, and I was going to come up here and stay for a couple years, get some experience, and move on, and things changed. I liked Simpson. I met my wife, and she's from Iowa, and we got married and made a home here in the Des Moines area. And it changed from what I had planned, but it's been a good change, and I've really enjoyed my experience here with the school, with the community, with the players. It's been a good ride. Don't remember the wins as much as I do the losses. The losses bother me, but there was one win where we were in Menominee, Wisconsin, and we beat Wisconsin Stout to go to the Sweet 16, and they had beat us at our place the year before to go to the Sweet 16, and it was a snowstorm. The team got up there. I think we had 5 fans in the stands, my wife, my daughter, and who they rode with. And then Stout had about 2,500 in the stands. They had a band. It was large. We got off to a 9-0 start where we were down, and I called a timeout, and I remember telling the players, enjoy what you're doing, have some fun with it, and they turned it around. We won that game, and that was pretty special for them, being able to get to the Sweet 16 and in that kind of environment on the road against a team that had beat them the year before to go to the Sweet 16. So that's one of the victories that stands out to me. I think there are a lot of good wins in that 600. A lot of them are good for different reasons. It might have been because one of the wins was against a team maybe that we shouldn't have beaten because of the difference in talent, or I was happy for the seniors finishing strong with a win in the tournament, NCAA tournament, but there's a lot of memories there, and it's hard to pick out several. But the one from Menominee against Wisconsin Stout was one of our better ones. It didn't hit me at the time. It was against a very good opponent, Millikan University, and we were in the championship game of their tournament there, and And we didn't start out on fire in the first quarter, and so we were just—I was just trying to get a win and get our players focused, and wasn't, you know, really thinking about 600. In fact, my wife that morning, while we were in the hotel, was on her phone, and she said, "You know, if you win today, this is number 600." And I said, "Well, where did you see that?" And she said, "On the website." "Do you think anybody reads that?" And I said, "Well, I don't know, but don't tell anybody. Let's not make a big deal out of it." And so we got the win. And, yeah, I guess a few other people knew, because they had quite a surprise for me after the game.
Once again, that was Simpson women's basketball coach Brian Nemeth discussing reaching his 600th win. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. To hear the full interview with head coach Brian Nemeth, tune in to next Thursday's Simpson College Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA beginning at 7 p.m. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.